Blog Talk Radio.
How would I treat myself if I thought I was sacred? How would I love myself if nothing was wrong? I'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. How would you treat yourself if you thought you were sacred? How would you love yourself if nothing was wrong? You'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. You are sacred. You are
call in by Skype, so I'm calling in by phone. So if you hear any beeping of other calls coming in, I will apologize now because you may hear some beeping going on. And, oh, let me see. I forgot to load the chat room. Hopefully it will load. This is my first time out, maiden voyage on this computer. And like I said, I'm still trying to get everything I need downloaded on here to operate on my normal capacity. So next week my Skype will be up and working, I hope. The chat room is open now, so if you'd like to join me in the chat, I am there. And also the guest call-in number, if you would like to call in today, is 818-691-7313. Again, the guest call-in number is 818-917-313. And if you'd like to reach me off Blog Talk Radio, you can reach me through my website. That is cynthiafontaine.com, C-Y-N, Thiafontaine. Send me a contact request form through my website. That's a great way to reach me. Another really good way to reach me is message me on Facebook, and that is CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. So how are you guys all doing today? There's so much going on planetarily, and there always is, usually, anyway. And I just wanted to let you know that the song you were just listening to was called You Are Sacred, and that's by a lovely girl named Muriel, and she's over in Ireland. And I have permission to use Muriel's lovely music, and I found Muriel's music, I can't say by accident because I don't believe there are accidents. I found Muriel's music last year at this time when my brother passed away. I believe it was the next day or maybe 2 days after my brother passed. And her lyrics to her songs are so meaningful. They touched me so deeply that I contacted her and asked for a radio show. And I'm very grateful for those people, those lovely artists out there who do allow me to use their music. So get out of, step out of the box, look at some new music, and do that. That's one way of enjoying life. And our topic today is about how to connect with your spirit guides, or how to connect with your higher self, how to connect on a different level. And one way to connect is through music. Music can be a really big thing in helping you get out of your thinking mind and open up other channels, because we tend to live, a lot of people tend to live in their heads. We have, I forget how many tens of thousands of thoughts per day, and it's basically the same 99% of thoughts going around day after day after day. And it's very, you know, it's not very often that we have new thoughts. So we sort of mull this stuff over all the time in our head. And some people call that the chatterbox. And I have a big chatterbox. And my mind is always trying to analyze things. And that gets in the way of connecting in with your higher consciousness, connecting into your higher guidance. So it's really important when you are looking to make that connection or to strengthen your connection with a higher realm or the higher realm, whatever you believe to call that, whether it's angels or God or Allah, Buddha, whatever, is to first quiet that chatterbox mind. A great way to do that is through meditation. And I get many, many people who say to me, oh, I can't meditate. I've tried to meditate, and it's just useless. I just can't do it, blah, blah, blah. Actually, quite easy. The thing that we get confused about is that we think meditation means sitting there on a cushion and having no thoughts in your mind through that entire process of meditation, which is actually not correct in the thinking for meditation, because who can do that, really? Who can sit there and not think about anything? And so then you start thinking about things, and then you say, oh my gosh, I'm not meditating. I'm thinking about doing this. Or I'm thinking about some other thing. I'm thinking about the disagreement I had last night with my husband or boyfriend or kids or whatever. And so that being said, I hope that you guys can hear me okay, because I'm also on a new set of headphones today, trying everything new. And so new can be a good thing. Again, but going back to the meditation, don't feel like you have to sit there and be a perfect meditator. Don't feel like you have to be in the no zone, where there's no thoughts going on in your head, because we always have thoughts going on in our head. The thing is to recognize when you have those thoughts, make it okay to have those thoughts. And then acknowledge the thought and forget about it. Because what you'll find, once you acknowledge the thought, then the thought often just drifts away without any struggle or fuss or anything like that. So try, give that a try. And you'll have other thoughts come in, because we all do. So you'll have one thought come and go, and then another thought, and maybe, oh, I've got to do the dishes as I'm standing here at the sink. I've got to make a cup of coffee. I couldn't have coffee this morning. We were out of cream, and I have to have cream with my coffee. So that was very disappointing this morning when I got up and discovered there was no cream. Anyway, so I am just making a quick cup of coffee here, and very probably not very professional today. let's see. Going back to the subject of connecting with higher guidance. Prayer is another great way to connect in with your higher self. And prayer helps you, or helps your mind, to get off that repetitive thinking, get off that roller coaster of thought. The only thing with prayer is, if you're sending messages out, which is what praying essentially is, then you can't at the same time get messages in. So that being said, if you're looking for guidance or to receive messages from Spirit, you can start with prayer, but you always must be sure to have quiet time in there as well to allow Spirit to bring you those messages. Very often, while you are praying or meditating, as you're expecting these answers to come, you're expecting the earth to shake and the curtains to blow or whatever, and you find that nothing happens, we get disappointed. So we quit. We stop doing it because we think, well, it's not working. So what's the point of continuing to do this? Because it's not working. Well, it is working. The thing that you have to remember is most things happen where the information comes outside of that window when you are actually in the meditation or in the prayer state. It's in the other 23 hours of the day where those messages come through. And they can come through in a whole host of different ways. They can come through other people. They can come through, and you've probably heard me say this before, where you can be in the supermarket and overhear a conversation that is totally pertinent to a question that you've been having in your life. And, or a song may come on the radio, and all of a sudden you may say, wow, what perfect timing that song came on. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Well, that's higher guidance. That's a way of tapping into the realm of the divine. You have to pay attention to those things. It's the subtle things where the messages really come. It's rare that you'll get some earth-shattering, shaking moment for the question, say, should I sell my house? Should I leave my partner? Should I have spaghetti for dinner? Whatever. I'm being silly now here. But you get the idea.
So it's in those moments of paying attention to the messages around you where those messages come in and the magic happens. But I encourage you not to get discouraged if you start a practice or if you've had a practice and you feel like you're not getting the results that you want. It's important to stay with the practice. Keep at it. I want to talk a little bit today also about the astrology and what's going on. And I know I'm a little disjointed. I was a little distracted last week, and I have to say I am again this week, as tomorrow is the first anniversary of my brother James's passing. And I'm finding myself really questioning my own life and questioning my purpose here, questioning am I doing the right thing, questioning everything, really everything in my life. And it's interesting when I look at the astrology for what's happening, it goes right along with my questioning. We're still in the sun sign of Leo, and we'll be coming into Virgo on Sunday, I believe, or Monday. And Leo right now is in Jupiter, or Jupiter is in Leo. I forget exactly how that works. But Jupiter is all about faith, belief, expansion of the conscious mind, and understanding natural laws that give us a sense of expanded reality. Jupiter is really the teacher. And wherever Jupiter is in your birth chart is where you will learn the most in this lifetime. And as long as you're on that subject of Jupiter, where it is in your birth chart, I have a wicked exciting announcement. Next week, we have a special guest coming on, Maya White. And Maya is a phenomenal astrologer and astrocartographer, and she's been doing astrology for over 30 years. So Maya will be on next week, and we will be taking calls the second half of the show, like I do in my normal format, taking callers the second half of the show. And so if you are interested in astrology, and everybody should be, because our birth chart can help us give so much information about ourselves and can help us really get a better understanding of ourselves. And the more you understand yourself and why you do things, the better you can move forward in your life. And so astrology is one way to do that. The work I'm doing at the Reese Thomas Energy Medicine Institute also is another way to do that. And we're doing something called the Chakra Vows, where we make vows in each of our chakras, where we have 11 chakras. And Reese is actually going to be on the show coming up in the near future, and we'll talk in depth about that as much as we can get in depth in an hour. I realized that I have made all these vows. One of them was to take care of my younger brother. And so last year when he committed suicide, of course, I immediately felt all the things that go along with that, the grief and the anger and the confusion and everything. And now a year later, I'm looking at why it affected me the way it affected me and how my other siblings have dealt with it and how it's affecting them. And for me, I made a vow with my brother when he was younger to take care of him. And I felt like I let him down. So we have all these things that sort of interfere with our lives and living the best life that we can be. And so I'd like to bring you as much information as possible to help enlighten you and show you different things that can help you on your journey to live a better, fuller, richer life. So Leo rules the heart and the spine, which is interesting because I have many much trouble with my spine where I have herniated discs and spinal stenosis and so forth. And I just learned that Leo rules the spine, and Leo also rules the heart. So if you have back trouble, a really important question to ask yourself is, how can you heal your heart? Because I can guarantee anyone that has back trouble has had many heartaches in their lifetime. Body has a connection, a spiritual connection, to every part of our body is connected to not only a planet, but also to an emotion. So think about that. Really think about that. And another big thing that we have going on now, and it's going on for 9 months, more, a couple months into it, is Black Moon Lilith. It sounds, dreadful. And Black Moon Lilith can be dreadful. And she's not something that you have often in regular astrology. And Black Moon Lilith is bringing up all the parts of ourselves that have been, that we have rejected. And that's what I'm going through right now myself. Now, I came in with a big life purpose. I came in with a purpose of helping a lot of people. And in many ways, I feel like I have failed that purpose, or I'm not as far on the road of that purpose as I was meant to be at this age in my life. And so Black Moon Lilith is really shining the light on that part of myself now, the parts that I've rejected. And when we can look at those parts, look at how we love ourselves, look at all the times in our lives when we wanted to have fun and yet we, for some reason or other, we chose differently. Looking at how we love and accept ourselves, because how we love and accept ourselves is the catalyst for life change. We attract into our life what we have been feeling. So if you're feeling lack, if you're feeling that you're lacking a good relationship, then you'll continue to lack a good relationship. If you feel a lack of money, you'll continue to lack money. You know, there are many people around the world who have little or no money who don't feel like it's missing from their lives. You know, there are beggars in the street in India who are wonderfully happy people. So really think about that. Right now, it's super important. Our big job as light workers right now, and if you're listening to this show, you are most likely a light worker. You may be a light worker in disguise, but you are a light worker. And our job right now is to get out and shine our light. And in order to do that, it's really important to love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, you cannot love other people. That saying is so true. You know, we think, oh, come on, really? No, it's really true. So if you were in the middle of something where you're not feeling love for yourself, and think of yourself as a light bulb, and the light bulb somehow gets distracted from being a light bulb, and its light isn't shining brightly, maybe flickering, maybe it's completely gone dark. Well, you're in control of that light switch. All you have to do is flip it on. And all of a sudden, a dark room is completely lit. Do you know that you can see the flame of a candle when it's completely dark out 1 mile away? Pretty interesting, huh? So is your light shining? If you can see the flame of a candle in darkness 1 mile away, what do you think you could do for others by allowing your light to shine rather than keep hidden under all the stuff that we accumulate in our lives and all the self-doubt and all the self-rejection. If you were able to just embrace where you are, which is the struggle that I myself am going through right now, but also it's more than that. It's not just a struggle for me of that. It's also the struggle of where I want to go and how I'm going to get there. And Spirit doesn't always give us that in advance. We don't always, we want to know the future. And as a psychic and an intuitive, you know, people ask me all the time, well, what does my future look like? Well, your future is changeable, just like mine. So anything that I may see or any other mystic or intuitive or psychic is only glimpsing into your chart for that moment in time. You may, is something that I see has the ability to change just by your thinking. And I'll give you a great example. Many, many years ago, I had a client who came to me who I saw a car accident for. To her, when you're driving, you need to drive. No phone, no texting, no drinking coffee, et cetera. You really need to pay attention to your driving. And so I could have said to her, oh, my God, I see this horrible accident. It's going to be, you're going to be devastated, blah, blah, blah. But what I did instead was give her tools to make the accident less severe than what it possibly could have been. Now, she could have chosen to ignore everything I said, and she could have chosen to eat, you know, her bagel on the way to work or drink her coffee or text her daughter or whatever. But she didn't choose that. She chose instead to heed my advice and pay attention. And also, when she was in cars with other people, I asked her to be sure that if they were distracted, that it was okay for her to say, you know, I'm really not comfortable being in the car when someone is distracted and they're driving. And as it turned out, she did have the accident, and a friend of hers was driving. But because she had the courage to say to the friend, you know, I don't drive with distracted drivers, and she had the courage and the sense to really take the advice in hand and really do something about it, it ended up being a minor accident where she just got a broken arm, where it could have been a very big accident. So these are things, examples of how a chart can change, where in her chart, she was slated for a serious accident, but yet with the knowledge given, she was able to lessen the severity of the accident. And so we, again, it all comes down to making choices, and we have to be responsible for our choices. It's important that you don't blame others for when something doesn't go right in your life. If others have a, let's see, how can I put this? I lost my thought here. I'm sorry. I really am distracted today. And I'm hoping next week I'll be back on track. But this is such a big thing for me with my brother's anniversary tomorrow. And I guess I just didn't realize how much it has shaken me up today. So I really do apologize. But that being said, it's important for you guys to know also that it's okay to give yourself the time and the space that you need. To give yourself the time and the space that you need for healing when something in your life happens. Because so often people try to rush us back to work. They try to rush us back into, you know, having dinner parties or going out with your friends or whatever. Don't let people push you and rush you, you know, if you have things that you need to work through mentally in your head. That's really an important thing. And that's one way of self-care, taking care of yourself and what you need, regardless of what the people around you think you need. Now, there are times when sometimes you do need a push. If you have been a recluse for 3 years after your mother died or your dog died or your goldfish died, then maybe you need a push. So be gentle with those who do give you a push if they have your, if you know they have your best interest in heart. So I am going to go to the switchboard and take callers. So the first caller is area code 951, and the last three digits are 0833. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Hello? Hi, caller. Okay, the caller must have stepped away from the radio. We'll give her one more second here. Okay, and this is area code 951.
Where's the bottom?
0833. I can hear them. Okay, well, I'm sorry, caller.
Where's the bottom?
sounds like she's feeding the baby. So, it's great. Even the kids are listening to me. That's really inspiring. I love that. I wish I had this. We have these things in workshops that I do where online workshops where you can raise your hand and say, I'm here. I wish we had that on our Blog Talk Studio dashboard. That would be awesome. All right. So, I'm going to give you a mantra for the week, and this goes along with what's going on with the astrology. And the first line, when I believe I will see, and that is directly connected to the law of attraction and what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Because when you accept yourself, your life changes. And that can happen in many, many, many ways. The second line of the mantra for this week, the plan that life has for me, when I believe I will see the plan that life has for me, to let go of pain and have a new start with a clear mind and a loving heart. Now, we are still in the energy of Leo because we're still in the astrological sign of Leo for another 4 or 5 days. But even after we make the switch, Leo still sticks around for about a week or so. And Leo is, again, connected with the heart and the heart chakra. So if you have anything going on in your life where you're having trouble with your heart issues, or you have relationships that need to be amended in some way, I really highly recommend that you do that. Now, while we are in the sign of Leo, the sign of the heart, a couple of other things that are going on that are affecting us immensely is that Mars is in Saturn, and the planet Saturn is all about the past. And it's all about, separation. And Saturn in Scorpio is all about dredging up the past, which is where we're coming into now. So when you have to look at your belief system and look at your lineage, and I've talked a lot about looking back into your past, looking at your lineage, looking at your family of orientation and your family beliefs, and really question what is your belief and what is your family's belief, and sort out that part. Sort out what something, if there's a belief that is just not right for you, that you can't buy into anymore, and change it. Get a new belief. Make it okay for you to step out and have a new belief. This also goes along with what's happening in society. We have been seeing for a number of years now, here in the United States, looking back to Occupy New York, went to Occupy Chicago, Occupy LA, there were occupations going on all around the country. And that just the representation of people realizing that what we have accepted in the past is no longer working and we need to do something different. Fortunately, the Occupy movement didn't have, I don't know, background or structure or whatever to continue to turn into like a full-fledged vitalizing or revitalizing change. So what it has given to give people was the opportunity to look at government, look at our political system. And we've had some wonderful things going on the political arena where we had Marianne Williamson step into the ring and throw her hat in the spring in California. Unfortunately, we won't see her in the Senate, but I give her a lot of credit for throwing her hat in the ring. And that's just the first step. So when we can get behind these people who have higher mind, higher level thinking, are connected in to a higher consciousness, when these people, when we can support them and they get into our government, then we will see lasting change and peace. As long as we keep turning the other cheek and just letting things go by the way they are in government or in your household or in your school systems or in your town, wherever, then nothing will change and it'll just continue to be the status quo. I don't know why I'm foggy today, although I've never had fall allergies before. I have started getting spring allergies a couple of years ago, and now all of a sudden, this year I had no spring allergies, but I'm getting fall allergies. Very strange. So my body is changing without me doing anything about it. That's pretty interesting. But allergies also are something to look at and see what the cosmic connection or the mental connections to what is going on in your body, what it connects to on a higher level. For example, sinuses are about some irritation with someone who's close to you. And sometimes that somebody can be your very own self. You have to have a light heart about all of this stuff. You know, the work can be really heavy, but make it easy. Make the lifting easy by having a good sense of humor and just sort of letting it flow. Really let it flow. And life will get easier that way. And it's not that you're sticking your head in the sand, but life will meet you wherever you are on a mental level. So if you're sad and depressed, life is going to meet you in sadness and depression. And, you know, we all go through periods of time in our lives when we have some sadness and very often do have depression. Most people go into some level of depression 2 to 3 times in their lifetime. So when you recognize you're there, that's the first step in getting out of it. Once you recognize it, you can begin to change it. You can begin to step out of it just by seeing it. Just like those thoughts in your mind when you're trying to meditate, and you're arguing with those thoughts going, I'm meditating. I'm supposed to not have any thoughts in my mind. And the thoughts just kind of laugh and they keep on coming. And then when you say, oh, here's a thought, yes, I have to do the dishes. Well, guess what? The thought just goes away because you're not struggling with it anymore. What you struggle with will continue to persist. When you allow things to flow into your life, it becomes easier and you will have more flow. It's like when you turn on the faucet and you might turn it on low, but you don't put it on full blast because you don't really need it on full blast. But it's not a drip or a trickle where you're not getting enough on your toothbrush to rinse the toothbrush when you're done. But it's a slow, steady stream. And that works for brushing your teeth. Now, say you slow down the stream and you just put it on a drip. And it goes drip, drip, drip. And you're trying to rinse your toothbrush because you just finished brushing your teeth. How well do you think that's going to work? How long do you think you're going to be standing there holding that toothbrush to get that toothpaste off of it? Probably a pretty darn long time. And I don't know about you, but I don't have the patience for that. If you're using it for as a meditation practice, then that's a whole different story. That's okay. And who knows? Maybe that would be a good meditation practice for you, watching the drip on your toothbrush to rinse your toothbrush off. Now, if you open the faucet full blast out and you've got toothpaste on the brush, very likely the toothpaste is going to splat all over the place. So it's up to you to control the flow of your stream, the flow of your, do you want your life to just sort of be dripping along? A slow drip where you're waiting there for long periods of time to rinse that toothbrush out? Or do you want life to come gushing in, sending toothpaste everywhere? Some people do. Some people love excitement. Some people like messes to clean up. Just be careful of what kind of messes you have that you're going to clean up, because very often when we're not paying attention, some mess all of a sudden will show up in our life and say, I don't understand. Why did this happen? How did this happen? Well, maybe you weren't taking care of your flow. Maybe that's what's going on. Oh, and my computer has gone completely black here. I cannot tell if I'm still on the air or not. Okay, here I go. Just getting acclimated to this new computer, and that was weird. It doesn't have a button on it. Like my old button used to have this little, my old computer had this little thing where it would show me if the computer was on or not. This one doesn't have the little light that shows me if the computer is on or not. So I'm adapting to this new process. I hope you guys can hear me okay, because not only am I on a new computer, but I'm also in a new studio on new headphones, new audio as well. So again, I hope you can hear me okay. And there's the phone call beginning. So I apologize for that. There's nothing I can do about it. Because if I turn off my phone, I can't be broadcasting. So it's six of one, half dozen of another. And unfortunately, the Skype is not installing on my computer, so I definitely have to get that sorted out by next week. So next week, with Maya White going to be on the air, we are going to be taking callers, and we're going to be explaining how your sun sign and your moon sign affects your life. So if you don't know what your moon sign is, I encourage you to go on astro.com and do a birth chart. It's free. You can do up to five charts on astro.com. and find out what your moon sign is, because our moon sign is what gives us our personality, among one of the things, but that's the biggest thing. And for example, my sun sign is Virgo. I have four planets in Virgo, and Virgos tend to be very reserved. They tend to be very quiet. So many of my friends say, oh, my goodness, you can't be a Virgo. You have to be something else because you talk too much. But in fact, I am a Virgo. However, my moon sign is in Gemini, and that gives me my chatty aspect because Geminis are very talkative. So I was lucky in that aspect to get a Gemini moon sign and not a Virgo moon sign and a Virgo sun sign, because then I would never be on the radio or doing what I'm doing. And it's important that we live out our mission in our lives, whatever we've come here to do. And one part of my job that I came here to take on is to help other people, and not just in a small way, to help other people in a big way, to really make a difference for people and somehow change the planet along the way. And you can change one person, even if you just change yourself. It's so important for the survival of our planet, for all of us to be authentic, to really live a life that represents who we are, who we want to be. One thing that Louise Hay talks about is your inner ding. And how that's the inner ding is what it would be like if when you're living your life purpose, when you're living in a way that you know is right and true for you, it would be like those bells going off, ding, 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 ding. It would be like playing the pinball machine and getting a triple bonus. Who wouldn't love that? So I really would like you to take a look at how you're living your life. Are you being true to yourself? Are you living the best life that you can live every day? Whatever that means for you. If you're a stay-at-home mom, then that would mean you living your life, giving your best for your family. The key is, especially, I'm going to use stay-at-home moms as an example, or moms in general. Moms often will put their own needs or feelings aside for that of the family. And that's not healthy either to do all the time. You know, we all have to, at some time in our lives, put ourselves aside for our family or for loved ones, or we make decisions to do something for someone because you know that it's really important to them but might not be so important to you. We all do things like that. It's just human nature, and particularly if you're a woman, is to be true to yourself. Don't always put everyone first if that means putting yourself last. If it means putting yourself in a space where your needs are not being met by yourself or by others, then it's time to take a look at your relationship with yourself and how you value yourself. We often value other people more than we value ourselves as women, or we value what we can do for other people more than what is important that we do for ourselves. Think about and start acting in a way that can help you find your inner ding that can help you get to the place of realization of knowing who you are, to know the parts of you that you have rejected, the parts that you have felt unlovable or unworthy, and love them. Just love them. No matter what anybody else thinks, love your every part of yourself and love yourself. That being said, we are out of time. So I just want to again let you know where to reach me. You can find my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. You can also find me on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. I'm on Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, though I don't post on Instagram. I post a lot on Twitter, a lot on Facebook, and a little bit on Pinterest, not too much, because when I'm on there, I get too wrapped up in looking at everything else, and I don't have that kind of time to be able to just be trolling social media all the time. So that being said, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, whether you were live or you listened to the replay. Callers, I did try to take you, but unfortunately there was no one there when I picked up the line. So I hope that if you have a question, you can call back in next week. And again, Maya White will be on next week. Maya is a fabulous astrologer who has over 30 years of experience. And you actually can go to Maya's website, check her out, mayawhite.com, and get your birth chart ready. Get it done. Go on astro.com, look up your birth chart, see what your moon sign is and what your sun sign is, and we'll be ready to go next week. So that being said, I love you all. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a blessed week.
How would I treat myself if I thought I was sacred? How would I love myself if nothing was wrong? I'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. Would you treat yourself if you thought you were sacred? How would you love yourself if nothing was wrong? You'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. You are sacred. You are sacred. How would we love?
we'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song, and sing to the world a glorious song.